Shul is a Chodesh Mazayish of Rachel Miriam by Naftali Tzvi, who was just Niftara, I would have said Niftares, this past Tuesday, Chav Alav Tevis, may the learning be a Chus for Neshama, sponsored by family and friends. Okay, we are on Daf Nun Alav Hamad Alav at the Mishnah at the bottom. As I mentioned last week, I guess I'll mention it again this week and part of next week, the 6th and 7th Perek deal pretty much, at least for the next 6 months, interpretation of words. What do certain words include? And again, as I mentioned last week, this has to do with where you are and what language you're speaking and how people understand you. It is subject to your explanation if you have one that makes sense. But if you don't explain it, and you said I meant the word, we have to explain it. And the way we explain it is by using how people refer to the word. Therefore, it's very hard to ask a question. Why does this mean this? I don't know. Why does pants mean pants and shirt mean shirt? Because that's what people call it, so that's what it means. There's no logic to why words mean what they are. Now, some words have sources and you can figure it out, but, you know, a table is a table. Why is a table? Because people call it a table. Now, on the Marishan, when he named the animals, the Cholash Yikruloi Hushmai, the Svarim say that he described the essence. A horse is called a horse. Sus is the essence of horse. But that's good for the Marishan and for all the Kabbalistic people that deal with this. But Pashup Shatnag, Mesechta Sedarim, is we go by what people speak. There's no, you can't ask, why do people speak that way? I don't know. That's how they speak. If they mean something else, they mean something else. That's all. Yes?
Well, we'll see, I suppose. But I thought there was a difference between Lashon HaKodesh and all the, and the 70 other languages is that in Lashon HaKodesh, the word actually means...
Again, I have no problem with that. I'm saying the same thing by a lot of reason. But again, all I'm saying...
I'm generalizing.
Okay, could be. Again, all I'm saying is, if it's Hechtus Nedarim, there's no room for such a question. How do people... What do people understand the word to mean? That's what it means. End of story. No reason has to be given. It's the way people understand it. That's all.
Does this apply mainly to Aramaic?
No, everything. Every language. If a person makes a letter in English, what do people mean the word means? In England, trousers, and in America, we don't say trousers for regular pants. I don't think so. It's what people say the word means.
So that's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking is when the Gemara is going to darshan over the next 2 chapters, words, is it darshaning Hebrew words, Lashon HaKodesh words, or...
It's Hebrew words. It's Hebrew words because it's Mishnayos we're going on. So we're dealing with Lashon HaKodesh words. But it doesn't make a difference in Halacha.
The original thing Rebbe said was that the person himself explains what he meant, and how that overrides.
That overrides. Yes, we had that in the second parak, where the Mishnah said, "Perushan lahako," right? He was neither mecherim, and he says, "I meant cherim shoyam," which is the third explanation of Webster's. There's cherim kahanim and cherim shemayim, and then there's cherim shoyam. But since it's within the range of explanation, people will accept it as a plausible explanation for the word because it is in the dictionary, so to speak. So therefore, we accept that explanation. 100%. Sam nadarim lahachmer, perusham lahakol. But it has to be within range. If a guy said, I said chayrim and I meant the car, we wave at him. You know, get lost somewhere, go somewhere. That's not what a chayrim means. You can't make a word mean something it doesn't mean. But within the range of explanations that are acceptable, he has a right to explain himself.
Very good.
Dr. Mishnah, Hanayda mi Maisik Deira. Maisik Deira means things finished in the Gdera. Ein Asra mi Maisir Eschasa. It means something totally cooked in the Gdera. In those days, there are two ways, I mean today also, there are different ways of preparing food. And the Mishnah is going to refer to two of them, Ilfus and Gdera. But the Mishnah is not the Bryce says. Elfus was a frying pan, and Kedera was a pot where you cook in. Kedera means a pot, not a frying pan. A frying pan is not called a Kedera. Again, we're not dealing in America in 2025. We're dealing in the time of the Mishnayos. So Maisik Kedera means finished in the Kedera. So it's usher only b'maisa b'schasa. If it's partially cooked in a pot and then taken to a frying pan, it would not be usher. That would not be called maisa kedera. By the way, we had this in the Mishnah before. Question always is, why did the Mishnah here repeat itself? Some say it wasn't a repeat, it was a mistake before. Some say it shouldn't have been here. It's whatever way you want to learn, bottom line, it's a repeat.
Is this referring to
the
first part,
for example,
does that require extensive boiling? Because it's brought down before, that it only certainly require extensive boiling.
No, that's not extensive boiling. It means finished in the pot. You can cook a potato, and you can fry a potato, you can roast a potato. Maisa gedera would mean a cooked potato. Except you'll ask me, potatoes are not eaten with bread. I'm not getting involved in that now. I just wanted to prove the point of what maisa gedera means. Yes?
Shin meat
for I'm sorry?
Shin meat for requires extensive period of time at around 200 degrees in a moist environment before it becomes edible.
Again, that's not the point here. All we're saying is, any food finished in the gedera,
right.
I don't care whether it needs gedera, doesn't need, if it's done in a gedera and it's finished in the gedera, it's us. Okay, zok the Gemara weiter. Tanya. Hanoider min on the yoyred the gedera, usher be yoyred the ofus. Somebody who's usher, makes a netter from something that goes into gedera, and then he's usher to something that was cooked partially and then put into an ofus. That's how the Rishonim explained this line. Why? Because first it was in a gdera, then you put it to the frying pan. Yared l'gdera doesn't say finished in the gdera. Yared l'gdera means it went into the gdera. This went into the gdera. Therefore, it's yasser. Even though it was taken out of the gdera and put into the ofus afterwards, ofus is the frying pan. Zakhtar Rush. So yared l'gdera, kaidim shiard l'ofus, shemavashlin isaq tzaschila, kaidim shemetagnin isaq, key word in the Rush, because not everybody learns this way, before you fry it, b'ofus in an ofus. But now yared l'ofus, mutter b'yared l'gdera. Because, why? Now here it is, two pshatim in the Rush. He says, but now yared l'ofus, he's mutter b'yared l'gdera. Zakht the Rush. Kayared l'gdera, ain derech l'sitai b'ofus. He can be eaten from something that went into the pot because usually they don't get put into a frying pan. So those items are not mentioned in his netter. Sometimes they will take things cooked in a pot partially and then put it into a frying pan. But when a guy asks things to go into a frying pan, he's thinking about things that go directly into a frying pan because usually cooked part foods don't go into a frying pan. So that was not kavana. Certain foods were fried, certain foods were cooked. He meant the foods that are fried. He didn't mean the foods that first were cooked and then fried. We're interpreting what a Yairid Leofus means. Yes, Mefarish. Afilim agakach nusnu beofus. Even if he did put it in the ofus, kivish yair le kedera, kayair le ofus mashma tuchilas yuridasa beofus. Okay, so there's two pshatim here. The first pshat is, enochinam, if you end up frying it, it becomes usher. You don't usually fry it, so it's not usher, but if you end up frying it, it does become usher.
That's the first shot.
That's the first shot. I explained the second shot. The second shot says, since it usually doesn't get fried, it was never included. Yared l'ofus means you immediately put it into the frying pan without any pre-preparation. So again, soup shatim. First shot says, you're not usher in something that's in the gdera because you're probably not going to put it into the ofus, so that wasn't included yet. If you do put it into the ofus, it becomes included. And the second chat says, since most of the time, yair l'gdera doesn't end up in the ofus, yair l'ofus means it immediately goes to the ofus, not that it goes to a gdera first. Again, why do these words mean what they mean? Because that's what they mean.
We'll never ask that question. We already
yes.
But a yored l'gdera, let's say a person cooks something, okay, and afterwards he put it on his plate, regular plate on his supper table, okay, is that thing going to be usher?
Yes, yored l'gdera was cooked. He doesn't eat it out of the pot. Nobody thinks it's eaten.
So why are we talking about afterwards you put it the ilfus?
Because they're putting it into ilfus to finish its preparation. After you cook it, you fry it. After you fry it, you cook it. After you cook it, you roast it. There's different areas. This is not the eating part. You're not eating it out of the frying pan. You're preparing it in the frying pan.
Yor l'kdera, but can yor l'kdera also mean cook completely?
That's my l'kdera, but that's for sure included in the yor l'kdera. Like, min ha'nais l'kdera, mutter min ha'nais l'kdera. Min ha'nais l'kdera, mutter min ha'nais l'kdera. Because that means finished. Dr. Rush, min ha'nais l'kdera, mutter min ha'nais l'kdera, ha'nais l'kdera, ha'nais l'kdera, t'chila. Ki ha'nais l'kdera, ma'nais l'kdera, ma'nais l'kdera. Mutter by Nasa Bigdera, fill a yard level strila. Again, I don't care. Nasa means don't care how it got there. What is it's finished? That's what the word Nasa means.
Let somebody cook normally.
Yes, go.
Somebody's cooked in a certain way. Let's say it's boiled, okay? And then somebody comes up with an idea, after I boil the potatoes, I'm going to fry them.
Right.
So, but you need both steps.
So again, then it would be. So did he say Yair? Did he say Nasa?
What if he's unique and the one that does it? In other words,
I don't care. It's what we understand from the word. Now, if it's a plausible explanation, and no, you weren't here when I explained this whole thing, you can't ever ask a question of this Mishnayos and the next six what, why the words mean what they mean. Because that's what they mean.
I heard that part. No, what I'm saying is, what if he's uniquely doing it, nobody else doing it, he invented a new...
I get it. It's how people understand the word. If he explains himself and it's a plausible explanation, we'll accept it. Like, Hanoyim ben Ayarim l'taner einasar obapas. Now, over here it's a chiddush. If you make a netter from something that goes into an oven, it only means bread. That's what people refer to when they say nasa b'taner. Now, obviously, it's not today's age where you bake all kinds of different things. Parmesan and who knows what, pizza, Kukazachim, right? In those days, Nasa B'taner, in the vernacular of people, I think vernacular means of people, it means bread. That's all it meant. That's all it meant. You can't argue with this. This is what it meant in those days. Remember, call my Sataner a lie? Anything finished in an oven? Asa B'chal Nasa B'taner. Then he's answered everything that's made in an oven. That's what the words meant in those days. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Min HaKavosh. Ein Asher Min HaKavosh Yerek. There's no rush. I didn't see any rush. Min HaKavosh. If a guy says something pickled, I assume Kavosh means pickled. I don't know what Archko says it means.
Preserved.
Yes.
Commerce honored. What about here?
I think it's the same. Again, I have no idea. No idea. Oh, you can make it up, and I'll just say yes, because I have no reason to argue. Min HaKavosh, Ein Asher Min HaKavosh Yerek. If a guy bans himself from Kavosh, it means pickled vegetables. That's what people said, Kavosh. Kavosh, Ein Itayam. If he says, Kavosh that I won't taste, Asher B'chol HaKavoshim. Then he becomes Asher in anything pickled. Dr. Rush, Ein Asher Min HaKavosh Yerek. The stam kavush uchal yarek. Kavush means vegetables. Again, why? I don't know. That's how people talked. Kavush anitayim. The kivin shamash anitayim. That means extra. By adding the word anitayim, that kind of kavush alai. Why did he have to say anitayim? The chen shaluk. The next Mishnah will say what the word shaluk means. And again, differentiate between shaluk and shaluk anitayim. And then tzli. And tzli anitayim. And then Meliach, and Meliach Shanitayim. So it'll do it three other places. And the Rush said, this is what it meant. And therefore, no questions. Right then. Menachuch, Ashabachal, Menachaluk, Mishnah continues. Eina Ashabachaluk Shabasar. Overcooked, according to the Rush, Shaluk means overcooked. The Ran learned at the beginning of the Perik, it means half cooked. Only means meat. Shaluk Shanitayim, Ashabachal Ashlukim. Yeah. I said the Rush means shaluk is overcooked, and the Ran learned to meant half cooked. I just mentioned the Ran again, but we learned with the Rush. Shaluk shani tayim, asa b'chal ashlut. Amalai Ravacha b'reid Ravavi l'Ravashi. So he asked him, what if he says, okay, so we hear, it's a very interesting thing. The Rush refers to two pshatim he said in the Mishnah, but he didn't say two pshatim in the Mishnah. So therefore, he refers to two pshatim, he didn't say two pshatim. But the Ran does bring two pshatim. Obviously, we're missing part of the Rush where he brought both pshatim. And that is as follows. Why is Kavash Einatayim Asher B'chol HaKvushim? So we had the Rush say, because he said Shani Tayim. The Ran brings that pshat. The Ran brings another pshat. There's a difference between HaKavush and Kavush. The Kavush and Kavush. It's not the word Shani Tayim. If he said HaKavush, it means Yerek. If he says Kavush, it means everything. So there's two pshatim. So now the Gemara is going to...
Ha
means Yerek. That's clear in the Mishnah. Right? HaKavush, it doesn't. What is the change between case one and case two? The Rush explained it, that the change is the word Shani Tayam. There's a second explanation. I wouldn't have mentioned it, except that the Rush says, according to my other pshat, there was no other pshat. The other pshat in the Ran is that it's the hay that makes the difference. Kavush and HaKavush. Now we'll read the Gemara and we'll interpret it two ways. I'm going to read the Gemara all the way to the next Mishnah and explain it one way, then reread it and explain it the other way. I'm a Dikavish Mai. What if he said Dikavish? Is that like Shani Tayam? Can that replace Shani Tayam? By saying the word Dikavish, he means all Kavish? Or the Shalik Mai? Or the Tzalik Mai? Or the Meliach Mai? Is the Dalad as if he said Shani Tayam? Or is it the same as without Shani Tayam? Meaning, doesn't mean everything. Does the Dalad mean everything? Tiboy is a way of saying Teku. In Nedarim, Lashon Nedarim Mishuna, therefore it says Tiboy instead of Teku. Now, the other way of learning is the Dalad like the Hay? Kavush means everything. Har Kavush means Yerek. Does Dalad mean only Yerek? Or does Dalad mean everything? Is the Kavush like HaKavush? So there's two ways to understand the Gemara. Is the Dalad like the Hay? Or is the Dalad like Shani Tayam? Depending on how you learned the Mishnah. Was the Mishnah different because of the Hay? Was the Mishnah different because of Shani Tayam? So whatever way you learned the Mishnah, the Shaila is going to be, does the Dalad do either what Shani Tayam does? Or is the Dalad like the Hay? Again, two pshatim. I wouldn't have mentioned them. The only reason I mentioned them is because the Rush refers to them. Let's read the Rush inside. Dr. Rush, the Kavish Mai, the Shalik Mai, Kilu Kavish Dami, is it like without Shani Tayam or Kilu Nami Shani Tayam? Well, the Edom Purusha, and the other Pshat, which the Rush never brought, that we have, we have a Kavish, or Ha Kavish. Is it like Kavish or is it like Ha Kavish? So the Rush is referring to doing different pshatim, even though the Mishnah he only brought one of them. Now the Mishnah Vayter. Minatzli, Einasar, Minatzli, Shobasar. Hatzli, or Tzli, means Basar. Neveri Yehuda. Sli Shani Tayam, Asa B'chal Hatzli. Same as the Mishnah before. If you learn it's the hay. If you learn it's not Shani Tayam, it's the Shani Tayam. Minamliach, Einasar, Minamliach, Shodag. The salted things mean fish. Again, these are what the word means. What do you want me to say? What do you think I got it from? I got it from the person who say it was left out. You're adding the word Bishgaga? But this flag, what do you think? It was left out amazing? I'm trying to figure out what you're adding.
We had it before.
It was hand copied, so people think got left out. This happened. Dr. Gemara Veit. Now here again, there'll be a Machloekes Rishayim, but we're learning the Rush, so Archko might not learn the Rush. So I want to warn those who learn Arts Call, which is wonderful and great. Arts Call, unlimited schusim upstairs. millions of people who learn Gemara because of Art Scroll in all different languages. It's like impossible to imagine this hard to get.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I'm glad. But that's not the point. The point I'm trying to make is that we're learning Rush, not Art Scroll.
Yeah,
Doug, Dugim, Shani, Tayim. Either the Rush learns, either he said Doug, Rush means Dukshatim, by the way. Either he said Doug, or he said Dugim. It makes no difference. That's how he learns the Mishnah. Asim ben Beg Dugim, Beg Panim, includes big fish, small fish, ben Meluchim, Beg Trelim, salted, unsalted, Beg Chayim, whether raw, Beg Mishalim, whether cooked. That means, I don't care whether you said the word Doug, because there's going to be a Mandam in the Gemara that's going to say differently. So the first shot of the Rush is that our Mishnah disagrees with that Mandiyama. I don't care whether you said Doug or Daga. Everything is forbidden that's listed, which is big, small, salted, unsalted, raw, cooked. Well, Mutter Matris Trifa, however your Mutter in Tris Trufa is cut-up fish, because fish means whole fish, not cut up into pieces. How does he translate Tris Trufa? Chop fish, okay. Umutter and tsir, added fish juice, umemorius. Now, what is the difference between tsir and morius? Tsir is juice with the intestines mixed into it, and morius is pure fish juice without the intestines mixed into it. That's not included in the word dug and dugga. Zuck the rush. Dug, dugim, shani tayim. I dug, I dugim. Well, pleaded Rav Shimon ben Elazar, this argues in Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the Amr Gemara, the Dug Dafka Gadol Mashma. Shimon ben Elazar is going to say, Dug means only big fish. And he would say, Dug, Dugga is usher and everything. But Dug by itself is only big fish. The Yash Mepharshim, others say, no, that our Mishnah agrees. Dug means fish, big, Dugga means small. Shah Mishnayim, Dug Mashma Gadol, but Dugim Tanim. So that's a second shot. Dug is big, Dugim is small. That Dug dug up, it means big and small. That's saying that he does agree to the Mandama and the Gemara. Velinir is Dr. Rush. The Rush says, I hold the Bedugim Luchude Sagi, the Mashma Kobine Dugim. Now, I don't know if he means to argue on explaining of Shimon Elazar. Meaning saying that a third shot, that Dug means big, Dugga means everything. Or is he saying why he didn't agree to the second shot? Because he holds that Dugga means everything, so therefore Dug must mean everything. The Rush is not explaining himself here with this Vili Nira. Is he picking sides in the Tub Shatim? Is he offering that even though Dug means big, Dugga would mean everything? Rav Shimon Elazar says not that way. Clear as the Gemara. So he's saying a third shot. Dug means big. Dugga means everything. So why did the Mishnah say Dug Dugga? I'm not sure. I'm just saying, I'm not sure what he means with this line. Mutter mitris tufa, dog gadol, the chayt chanais and the chatzichas, they cut it into pieces. But yes, lo shem b'vnei atzmai. Now, the Rush is explaining, it has pieces of fish in it. But people don't call it fish. They call it tris tufa. Ve'ena b'chal dog, v'lo b'chal dogim. Inami, or, lo yhoye daitreikim al dogim and karm shleimim. When the person uses the word dog dogga, you might refer to chopped up fish as chopped up fish, but you don't refer to it as fish. Dug and dugga mean whole fish. First shot said they're not even called fish. It's called tristufa. Second shot is, you might call it fish, but you would say chopped fish. You would use the word chopped. Dug and dugga mean whole fish. Yes?
What's the stuff that Simon makes?
Sushi.
Yeah, it's fish, right?
It's fish with rice and vegetables and all kinds of chazarais.
Because it has a whole... No one says to those ungers and says, well, where's your fish? They're not going to give you the sushi.
Exactly. Again, you're just pointing out that the way people refer to it as.
You're right. Exactly. That's why I said it.
100%. Yes.
There's also references elsewhere in the Gemara. Fish hash. The chopped fish is not fish. It's separate from fish hash.
I don't remember what you're referring to. That doesn't mean anything. Maybe Rabbi Shimon does. I don't remember, but I'm just translating the way they translated it here. So I think my writer, Hanaydim and Hatzachna. Now, that's another word that they used to use. Hatzachna meant mixtures of chopped up fish. That's what the word meant. They were called Tachna. I saw one Achron say that the reason they were called Tachna means bad fragrance. fish don't smell so good. We can mix all kinds of different chopped fish. Doesn't give up a pleasant fragrance. That's why it's called tachna. Again, I just saw that. It's not the Geyar Gemara.
How did you
taste
tachna, the word
in English? Mixed up, chopped up fish of different kinds mixed together. I didn't interrupt it.
Different than chopped up fish.
Tristrufa is referring to one chopped up fish, one kind, and tachna is a mixture of fish. That, again, it is not Yitzchak Margaret making up translations, because if I was, I'd be a fool. I'm reading a rush. Yes?
They do this, when you buy hamburgers, same thing. It's scraps, which you all put together, and then you chop it up and mush it up. Same, if you're selling fish, you're going to have leftovers, which is going to go back.
100%. Tachna, Dr. Rush, Taruves Mine Dogim Trufim Nikris Tachna, Kadisim Daved Zara, who armed the Tachna, a fish, a boat that came with a lot of Tachna. The Sanhedrin, I feel the Tachna toim Baparas Lu. Even these chopped up fish used to taste and serve them. Utris Havi Beklal Tachna. Tachna includes Tris Trufa. Even though Tachna means a bunch of Minim, but in people language, they mean Tris Trufa when they say Tachna also. Why people mean that? I don't know. So Asher B'Tris Trufa, however, Mutter B'Tzir B'Murias, but he's Mutter in the fish juice that has intestines of fish or in pure fish. Hanoidim B'Tris Trufa, if you make a netter from Tris Trufa, now here, there's two Girsas, the Rush's Girsa and other Girsas. Asher B'Tzir B'Murias, Zag the Rush, the main part of the fish is not mixed into tzir amurias. By saying chopped, mixed, that includes even pure juice or juice with the intestine. Why it includes that way? Because that's how people talk. The Ron is gyrus, I believe, amurias. He's Gairus that Tris Trufa doesn't include Tzir Amurias. Take whatever Gersi you want. We learn Rush. He says Usher. Yes?
Well, at that time, there were two fish juices of different names. One was Liquamen, one was Garum. It was a ubiquitous condiment. It was essentially the ketchup of the time. Liquamen is a more pure juice from fish, still for richer people. Garum includes...
I guess that's where you're sincere.
Yeah.
Zagdi Gemara Vaita Tanyam Shembun Alos Arayver. Zag Shani Tayyam Aser b'gdaylam amutter b'gdanim. He holds dog means only big fish. Dogger shani tayim, aser b'gdanim amutter b'gdaylam. He holds dogger means only small fish. Dogger shani tayim, aser ben b'gdaylam ben b'gdanim. Amalei rabab l'abaya. Now here's a very interesting Gemara, and I won't be able to explain it. I'll try, but I don't know if I'll make everybody happy with this, but let me read the Gemara before everybody jumps on me. So he asked me, my the dog shani tayim gadol hu? How do you know dog means big fish? Shenem adchsev by Iman Hashem dog gadol uvayas yaina. The pasuk calls dog gadol to swallow yaina. So we see that the word means dog. Now here the problem is, we go by Lashem Le'adam. Why in the world do we have a papa asking Abaya, why does this word mean this and this word mean this? I've been preaching here that we go by Lashem Le'adam. So why all of a sudden is the Torah the source for a meaning of a word? Obviously, it comes back to the Rishayim who say that when there's no clear meaning of the word and people don't know exactly what you mean, you go to the Torah for definition. Now, again, it's a difficult concept, but it's a marashak. What do people understand you to mean? The Rishayim speak out. When there is not a clear understanding of the word, thug, it could mean one, it could mean the other, but if the Torah uses it one way, we say that's what the word means for Hilchos Nedarim. If there's a clear meaning of the word, we go by Lashon Bnei Adam. When there's no clear meaning of the word, we say go by Lashon HaTorah. I'm not 100% sure how to explain it. Because L'chaira, if people don't understand what you mean, they have one or two interpretations, we should say you go L'Hachmer. We don't say that. We say look at the interpretation of the Torah. Again, I said I won't be able to satisfy people with this answer because I have trouble with it. And Rav Chaim Brisker said, if you don't understand it, you can't explain it. That's where I'm holding. But let me just read the Gemara, understanding that there's obviously no clear Lashon Bnei Adam, therefore we rely on Lashon HaTorah. So it says, Ma'ishna Gadol, Mimai the Dog, Sibba Yiman Hashem Dog, Alev Lai Shaita. But it says, Dog Sibba Yispao Yoyna Lashem Elokav Yimei HaDoga. it says he tavened from a daga. So was it a dag? Big? Daga means small, so obviously daga means big as well. So that's the Gemara Loikasha. Doma polte dagadl, ubole dagadl. For all those who read English Midrashim, this is a Medrash. The Yaina was enjoying himself in the stomach of the fish. It was a nice, roomy, air-conditioned place, and he didn't have any reason to daven to leave. Hashem said, oh, he's happy? I'll make him unhappy. And he had him swallowed up by a small fish that was carrying numerous babies, numerous eggs, and he was very confined and very tight. There was no air conditioning and no heating. It was mamish, very not good accommodations. So he davened min hadaga, because he didn't daven min hadag. So Hashem said, okay, we'll put him into a daga. A bali dog cut. Now the problem is, it says afterwards that the dog split him out to the dry land. So what happened? So the Mepharshim want to say that after Yaina davened, Hashem put him back into a dog and brought him to the shore, who spit him out. So at least he spent the last few minutes in very nice accommodations. But he had already learned his lesson. He had davened, therefore he got better. That's what the Mepharshim want to say. The Medrash only says the first part. It's a Medrash. And anybody that reads the English story of Yaina, I'm sure they put it in for the kids. Wonderful. He was spit and swallowed by a big fish and a small fish. It's great and wonderful. Yes?
It was a small fish and a big fish?
No.
It was two different swallows?
Yes. Again, if you read the Medrash, says that's what the Medrash says. Now, again, that's why we say he davened min hadaga. Let me just finish the Gemara. And for the Gemara, elam hadaga shebiyor mesa. Ah, this week's parsha, hadaga shebiyor mesa. I'm sorry, last week's parsha, hadaga shebiyor mesa. Ktana mesu gdolim loy mesu. Ela hadaga mashma gdolim mashma ktana. Don't go by psukim. So, Rapapa's question seemed to be based that we go by psukim, and the Gemara's answer is no, we don't. We go by people, and people call daga everything. Torah calls daga everything. I'm sorry, people call daga small. Zakhtarash. So the Rush says it wasn't very small, he had to fit in. It wasn't a sardine. But he connected the first one, it was small. Yes, doctor.
Number one, I don't know how comfortable one can be even in a big fish.
The Medrash says he was comfortable.
Which is dark and smells like fish. But the other is, in terms of your question, which you started off with, I don't hear the question, in that as Feigl will tell you, there is a concept in law called originalism. If you look at the original meaning of the word, the original meaning of everything, I mean, words don't burst forth like Athena from the forehead of Zeus. They come with a history, and the original of history, the original history of everything is going to go back to the way it's used in the Torah. If you can't find it now, you have to see, you call back.
Again, I don't want to argue with you, except that we said, no, no, Machalash Miyada, we've been going with that. We've been operating under Mizar
Amal. No, this does not contradict that at all.
So why are you asking from a pasuk? Can we go by Lash Miyada?
careful nowadays. But besides that, I was just like, I'm surprised that no one asked also in the class, a big fish, right? It's all relative.
No, there are big fish and small fish, even not relative.
I say relative.
The female fish. Female fish have a lighter flesh and tastier than the males.
Yeah, it's not true. Yes and no. You can refer to a bigger fish and a smaller fish. However, there are certain species that are called big fish.
Oh, really?
And a sardine and a herring and a tuna fish will not be called... Tuna fish is big? Okay, I didn't know that. By the way, they ask Kathir and Rashi, and the Zohar Rashi translates just trufa as tuna. Yeah. Here he doesn't translate. They ask Kathir.
That's why it's always cut up. You don't buy it whole.
Yeah.
You can buy it whole, but it costs you over $1 million.
A normal consumer doesn't buy it whole.
Yeah.
Does it buy what?
Okay,
I'm not say that he can fetch
fish smaller than it.
Yeah,
because Russia's bothered where the guy to fit into the fish.
Doesn't he compare the...
Again, only because he had the problem. He couldn't have been swallowed by a sardine. He doesn't fit.
Yeah.
So he's saying it meant smaller.
Smaller, but,
yeah, right. But again, when you make a netter, there's no smaller and bigger. It's big and small. Yes.
No, that if you would like, I can say that in many species, I don't know enough to say most, but many species, the female is smaller than the male. Also, to that, in terms of the Nekeva and Zohar, the Nekeva is weak and receptive, as opposed to Zohar, which is strong and much.
So big. Again, not to mention the Vaishat, the Kumar Vaitan, item in Atsachna. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Amalei Tzichen. What does the word Tzichen mean? Is it like Tzachna? Or is it like Tristrufa? I don't know. He just didn't know what the word means. He's asking, what do people use this word for? Not to come out tomorrow, we don't know. Dr. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Tzichen Maim, Yavik Tzachna, Mutta Machir Bemoyas, Avik Tristrufa, Vasa Machir Bemoyas. That's all. Not to mention the Vaitan.
We're trying to fish for stuff today. We're trying to finish the Masechta today.
I can't help it. I told you it's going to be this way. There's going to be intervals, but basically, like, we're going to go through language, a lot of language. The important point to get from the Dharma is one has to watch every word that comes out of his mouth. Hadoidim in Hakolov. If somebody is makes an edit from milk, mutter bekum. Whey is not called milk. Whey is whey. Milk is milk. Not included. Rabbi Yitzchak Eiser, the Gemara will explain, because he says, well, the Gemara, the Rosh is going to bring the Havamina, that we think whey comes from milk, and therefore it's called the psilus of milk, the residue of milk, and Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, the Gemara is going to question this, but Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, and the Havamina, that anything that is a psilus of something is included. So milk includes itself and its residue, which is whey. Minakum, Mutar Becholov. But everybody agrees that Minakum is Mutar Becholov. In the Gemara, there's going to be a machlokes in that. Abishal Leimer, Hanoidim and Agrina, you make a netter from cheese, Asibabe Melucho Trela, whether it's salted cheese or unsalted cheese. Zakta Raj. Minakholov Mutar Becholov. Hainun is Yuva de Chalba. And I don't know what it is. Literally, it means whey. Zikra Kum, Fishai De Shemamid and Acholov. When you make the chalav curdle, who nifrad l'tzarachar, then the whey separates. The way separates from the milk is when the milk is turning into cheese, the whey separates. Whether they do it differently today, I don't know, but that's what whey is.
Many different ways.
Okay, again, I'm just reading a Rashi.
What
is whey?
Is it food that people eat?
It's an ingredient. You don't eat whey by itself. But many foods you have whey in them.
They
better be milking, yes.
There are people now who are eating away. But
anyway, I'll only say the following. Margarine used to be parav. Today, without a hechsher, you can't assume margarine is parav. Government margarine has whey put into it. Once upon a time, all margarine was parav. But now, you can't use margarine anymore if you're machban a chov Yisrael. Because they put whey into it. But I'm not getting involved now. We're not. That's not true, because many Shulchan Aruch say that the Gzera doesn't go with butter.
But if you talk to someone in Kashrus, what people are doing now, and have been doing for a good 20 years, is adding.
Right, okay. But if they add it, then it's a different right. Shaila. Rabbi Yaisi, I serve. Because how could I serve? The Psalm is called Dabra B'chosh by Yerushim. The answer is because the residue is called by its first name. Don't think Hagvina means the cheese, which is, we usually eat cheese salted. Dr. Mishnah Reiter. Hanayim and Abbasar, Mutav right of the Bekipa. Now, what right of Bekipa is Big Machlekes Rishayim, but we learn Rush, Zakt Rush, Mutav right of the Bekipa. Kipa is, Hainu Dak Dak Shobasar. Little pieces of meat are called kippa. Fall off the meat when you roast it, cook it, maybe when you cook it more than when you roast it. Little pieces of meat fall off. That's called the kippa, and that's not included in when you say basar, even though probably its exact makeup is meat, but it's little scraps that fall off.
Shreds.
The right of Hanikva Bishuli Akdera, and right of is what congeals at the bottom of the pot. Gravy. Mashma basar davka, masha nikra basar. Rabbi Yehuda iser, the kibbutz yesh by tam basar aser. Rabbi Yehuda is asering it, the Rush is saying a reason here. Because it tastes meat. That means the Rush is saying, Rabbi Yehuda says meat includes other items that taste like meat. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Maisa basar later. Kippa is the little scraps to fall off. What did he call it again?
Shreds.
Shreds.
Meat shreds.
You can't eat the gravy or the...
No, you could. It's the mutter.
A mutter. Shred. And the kippa is the shreds.
Kippa is the shreds and rikub is the gravy.
And shreds is something that falls off the...
Falls off the meat. Correct.
Shred.
Yes.
It's interesting that dichotomy because for most of the people in this room, if they ate the meat shreds, they would have to wait 6 hours.
They do.
Some
must
wait 3.
I don't mean that. I mean, in Amsterdam, they waited 1. But that's not the point. The point is, it is flesh. Yes, 100% it's meat. Not included in the word buster when a person makes the netter. Even eggs cooked with meat, Reb Tarfon said, are called buster. So for sure, scraps and gravy. Amrulai, Kena Dover, you're right, Reb Tarfon did that. But Amosai, it's Manshiyama Basar, is a lie. That's when he says, this piece of meat. He didn't say meat. He said, this piece of meat. This piece of meat means anything that tastes like this piece of meat, that has the taste, because it's a specific piece. But if a guy says Basar in general, he doesn't mean the taste that comes out of it. He means the item itself. When he says Basar Zeh, and the Gemara is going to explain this. It means this piece, including and then we agree. If it's a specific thing, then the nice and time is usher. But when it's a general statement, it's limited to the item itself. And Rabbi Yehuda argues, but let me just finish. It has taste of wine in it. You cook your meat with wine, so it should have a winey taste. It's mutter. I'm a kind of yain zeh shani tayim, v'nafu l'tavshu, em yesh bay, b'nais and tam, harza asr. So this is the chacham imchita, a difference between when you say yain, or yain zeh shani tayim, and the Gemara is going to zero in, which are the words that make the difference, shani tayim or zeh? And the Gemara is going to talk about it, so we'll leave it for the Gemara. Dr. Ash, Dr. Ash. Rabbi Yehuda, I said the kibbutz says by time basar as same as my special bread line. The kibbutz number basar zeh shav yalei chaticha di sura. He makes this piece of meat a piece of iser. For usher b'time of anasai, I will shamer kind of basar alive by usher atzmai al b'davar hanikra basar. It's a general statement. He means what's called basar. Basar zeh means this is treif to me. Treif to me means its time is usher also. Mutter b'tav shesh b'tav yayin. Karbon on Rabbi Yehuda. This is like Drabon on Rabbi Yehuda.
But the point is like this. If he's pointing to it, says, Basar zeh alai, kulei alma lo pligi, that it's usher, right? Is there anybody going to argue with that?
No, Drabon doesn't say that.
Everyone agrees with that.
Well, the Gemara is going to talk about whether he says shani tayim or not.
But whatever...
I don't want to agree to you until we do the Gemara, but yes.
What I'm saying is, the machlokes will be when it gets to the next stage... When it gets to there, it goes into something else.
No. No, Kaplan, you're wrong.
Kaplan says it.
He might say, but he's wrong too. Again, try me one more time. If he says kind of buser, that's the machlokes. If he says kind of buser zash hanitayim, then there's no machlokes. And even if it goes into eggs, then it's everything is buser. Anything that has the taste of buser, including eggs, including potatoes. By the way, they didn't have potatoes in those days, pashtus. Potatoes was discovered in America. So, even though there's a machlokes, there's an aruch that says that I think shvayla shol hanikra kartoffel. So therefore, there's a big tumult achrayim on this, not in the regular achrayim, but in some achrayim, whether they had potatoes and didn't have potatoes. The aruch lived before the discovery of Columbus of America, and he calls it kartoffel. Did he mean something else that was called kartoffel, or did he mean potatoes? Therefore, there are people that make a shahakal on potatoes.
No.
Oh, the tzavi bracha. You're looking at the person now. Oh, you're not looking at him now, but you're looking at him now.
How do you spell
potatoes? I make a shahakal on potatoes. In Kleinsburg, we make a shahakal on potatoes. What? Sans. That's like Kleinsburg and Sans. It's the same thing. The Bechayim held that potatoes are a shahakal.
Why?
Because the Aruch says that it's a mezainah. Because he calls kartoffel one of the five minei of grain, he says means kartoffel.
Where's the ground?
What? So does wheat.
No.
I understand what he's saying. I'm just saying what happened. So therefore, in signs that the Rechaim Paskins, that potatoes are, I don't want to shock everybody. If I told you some other things they do in Kleisenberg, you'd really get shocked. But they make potatoes a shako. So if somebody wants to check in somebody, see Kleisenberg and Kleisenberg, they ask them, what broccoli you make them
say? So if you have a potato that falls into the trunk and you pull it out, does not have the tom,
it gets involved in 60. Do we rely on our own taste? This becomes a whole. But this is a hilchos kashrus shaila. You cook potatoes and chol, but it doesn't taste like meat. So you have to worry or not. So we don't rely on our taste. We say, is this 60 times the potatoes than the meat or not? That's what we say. We don't get involved in our taste of things. Yes. Okay.